this car. Oh my goodness. I guess this used to be maybe a shower area. More just scorchedness here along the one that is just completely melted. Liquefied sign. You can just literally see just a fireplace chilling right there, and that is like the only thing. So you can see the sign for the Getty Villa would be like right up here. Yeah, you can see a little bit of smoke still on this one. Oh my god. Those are power lines right there. Obviously just completely taken out. Is the road closed beyond here?
Yeah, you gotta turn around here.
Okay, I'll turn around.
Sorry about that.
All right, dudes, you guys heard about the wildfires in LA?
My god, dude, that fire is gonna take out everything over there.
I've been evacuated. We're gonna go check it out right now. We're gonna ride over the Palisade, see the remainder. We're gonna be taking the GOAT V3. As you can see, my place is an absolute dumpster fire right now. I had to evacuate, do all the smoke here. But we got a ton of e-bikes here to review soon. We'll have the GOAT dirt bike on Juice Joyrides very soon. But this bike, the Motor GOAT, we're taking today because it has the huge frame battery. This thing has absolutely insane range and it's good for high speed cruising. As you know, this is not a fun day, but oh my goodness, the devastation over there. We gotta go see how it's looking. So from my perspective, the top of my building, basically over here, it's about 10 miles to the Palisades. We can see the smoke from the Palisades fire. That's not the Palisades fire, I don't think. I don't know what fire that is. I think that's back in the valley. The Eaton fire, there's a little bit of smoke going on over there. We got a 10-mile ride to get over there. Let's go, man. And I'll splice in a little clip right here of what it looked like the night I decided to evacuate.
My god, dude, that fire is going to take out everything over there.
You know, the smoke from the Palisades fire wasn't really too much of a concern. It was kind of blowing towards the ocean, but the smoke from the Eaton fire, which started in the middle of the night, that's the smoke that started smoking out over here where I live.
Right, it's the next morning, and as you can see, the fire's still burning over there. Smoke from the Palisades fire is blowing away from Playa Vista. However, overnight, the Eaton fire started and that smoke is coming over here. So yeah, it's smelling like smoke. Some people are wearing masks walking around out here. I think I might be evacuating the city, bro, because these fires are gonna be going on for a while. That's the sun rising over there, not an actual fire.
And we're gonna be rolling with the N95. There's a lot of debris and smoke in the air still. And right away, hitting Lincoln Boulevard, we can see that cloud of smoke is not something we normally see on a tail happy e-bike review ride. The day and time of this filming is Friday, January 10th. Been going on for about 2 days now, and the Motor GOAT should get us there in no time at all. We can just cruise 39, 40, low 40s, no problem, no pedaling. Well, this isn't really a lane splitting video, but we're lane splitting, bro. Man, it's looking ominous out here. There's just like a very eerie feeling in the city. It's feeling like a funeral is going down around here. Very little traffic out here compared to normal. A little bit of an orange haze. The sun hitting me is being blocked by that cloud of smoke, and it's just kind of looking like a nuclear fallout site or something. You looked around, you can see like ash just falling. You probably can't see it on the GoPro, but there's like just little speckles of stuff falling in the air. I said I was gonna put this on, I didn't put it on yet. Just rolling up to the beach here, definitely not your typical marine layer cloud coming in over here. A little bit of beach activity going on nonetheless. Well, wow. It's hard to really tell what's going on out there from this distance, but we should be over there in just a few. It appears people out here skating, just doing their thing. And as I'm getting over here closer to the Palisades, there's definitely more and more ash and debris coming down. From the look of all these palm leaves here on the strand,
up against there, you can tell the wind was blowing hard this way, knocking all them leaves off and getting stopped right there. Man, I can tell as I'm rolling along here, I'm getting stuff in my eyes. I have my sunglasses on. I wish I had some like full goggles on though, because there's just little stuff in the air. I wear contact lenses and I can tell, you know, it's bugging my eyes. And apparently we have a Santa Monica fire truck driving down the bike path here. I don't know if we should go past them or not. I'm gonna go over here like this guy. Not your everyday sight to see a fire truck out on the bike path. Now typically over here by the California Incline is kind of our turnaround spot, but the Palisades are just beyond the normal turnaround spot. We're gonna ride down here and I really don't know exactly where we're gonna go. I can see there are there's some smoke going on off in the distance out there in Malibu, right on the coast. I see pretty much all the houses along there got all the houses along the one on the ocean. Not all of them, but like a huge percentage of them are just completely gone. And obviously the Palisades is the heart of everything here. So we'll check it out.
It's blocked off right over here. Oh, so like, this is where it ends. Unless if you're trying to go to your home of record, okay, for any sort of emergency, we'll just need to see ID. Otherwise, this is where it ends.
You can just go back around. Can we go in Santa Monica? Like, can I ride on the one going this way?
No, you gotta go back.
Then. All right, cool. All right, thank
Sorry
you.
About that.
All good. We'll get on the one down here. This dude's cooking. So I have my N95 mask on now, popping out here on the one. I don't know how far we're gonna actually be able to go. If we can even go on the one or what the deal is. But bro, look at the one. I have never seen the one this wide open ever in my life. There is absolutely not a single car. Well, not a single car, but there's a single car on the one. Rolling up here to Entrada, it appears these lights are completely out at this intersection. Absolutely no lights here. Oh yeah, they got this thing definitely taped off. Stop. Oh yeah, dude, check it out. It's crazy. Can't even get in here at all. There's a lady there just falling, man. And there's a cop behind me here. People are just walking on the one. This is something you absolutely never see. There's people walking on the one. Looks like we're not getting stopped for any sort of e-bike violations or anything at this time. Hopefully my sound's coming through all right. But we can see this hill here is just scorched. Absolutely scorched. Yeah, look at these trees up here. Just all these trees are burned, obviously. More police, more fire trucks. All the fire trucks chilling over here. Military Hummer, fire trucks everywhere, news stations. And let's just take a look over here real quick. Everything on this hill is just completely burned. All those trees up there, fire trucks. I am not the only electric bike cruising out here. Here's a guy with a electric bike. Looks like that's where all the news station stuff may be going on in there. Everything is roped off. I'm not going anywhere I'm not, you know, supposed to. We're not going to roped off locations. We do have a cop chilling out here. And oh my goodness, look at all of that. This is crazy, bro. All absolutely scorched, dude. Holy crap. Some people just walking with their items and military. Oh, there's about 10 Hummers chilling there, and a couple of fire trucks passing by. I don't think there's any that bad of smoke here. I'm gonna try and lift this mask off, or maybe not. I don't know. There's definitely, you know, an active fire going on right there on the one on the coast down there. All the Hummers out here, and then just facing the one here, or to the right of the one. Everything is scorched. So at this point, it seems, you know, we're not going to be able to get into the Palisades. There's still a little active smoke going on right there. Wow. There's still a little fire going on. Just a little bit of smoke. Holy crap, dude. This did not look like this last time I came over here. Wow, there's more cops right there. I just feel a little bit of a sense of, you know, like, wow. So traffic director cop out here, we'll just tap on the brakes and roll through this intersection. And Temescal Canyon completely closed off, obviously. All of this just completely scorched. Wow. So you can see some of these palm trees are not. Some of these palm still have a little bit of life in them. Wow. Holy crap, dude. You see all these trees in this building here. It's completely gone. Well, there's a little bit of remnants of it, I suppose, but not too much. And there's more cops coming behind me. I'm gonna pull off here just for a second. Wow, look at the power lines, bro. Like, are these live lines or are these lines out? I don't know, man. I'll get back over here on this side of the cones. Do not drive on shoulder, it says. We gotta pick up our speed a little bit. And this is the mobile home trailer park area here. As you can see, holy crap, look at that car. It's just completely gone. Yeah, we got a car behind us over here, but wow, that was a trailer park, mobile home trailer park. All of that is just completely gone. Every single thing is gone there. Wow. Continuing on down the one, we'll be officially entering Malibu here very shortly. Wow. More just absolute blazed hillside going on here. Typically when I'm riding over here, I have to be like really worried about traffic coming, you know, just blazing down this road, but there's very little cars out here at all. All these trash cans obviously just blown over, and a little bit of blaze, a little bit of smoke going on right here. I had a water bottle on me or something and throw it on it. I'm sure that's out, but I did not bring any water at all. I'm really just at a loss for words, just kind of filming here. Coming up on the intersection of Sunset and the PCH, here's the Bonds and some gas stations here. Fire alarm just going off. A little bit of water remnants laying here. This gas station closed off. I mean, really just kind of looking like a post-apocalyptic scene. And this is obviously closed off. The caution tape is up here. Police officers are out here monitoring the situation. Parking enforcement, that is. And just the sound of that beep, beep, beep. I almost hit a pack of ketchups there. And just, you know, a lot of people just walking down the road here. Probably residents of the area. Scorched fire signs up here. And there's a curfew. I think it's like 5 or 6 o'clock tonight. So we gotta be out of here pretty soon. Sun's gone down. More just scorchedness here along the one. Power lines. Those are power lines right there. Obviously just completely taken out. Crazy. Got a Super 73 back here documenting as the camera. And then I don't know if we're gonna be able to go beyond this or not. This is where the Getty is. I believe you turn right to go to the Getty here. I heard, you know, there's a... Wait, is it here? It might be one more turn up actually to go to the Getty. We'll just continue on straight here. Looks like they're not saying anything. Yeah, Getty Villa would be next right, not here, but wow. I'm gonna cut across over to here. This is not something you normally do. And just take a look here. Holy crap, bro. Look at that for one. And then up here. Oh my goodness. This is insane, dude. Holy crap. That is insane. And then you got this house that survived. But not all of them. It's like right up here, you can see a freaking fireplace, bro. You can just literally see just a fireplace chilling right there. And that is like the only thing. Got more e-bikers coming through. Oh my goodness, dude. That is just absolutely crazy. And then like up on the top of the hill, you can see like, there used to be homes there. This is the most devastating, sad thing I've ever seen since being in California. This is just unbelievable, dude. I don't even know what to say. That is just crazy. Oh, wow. That house just absolutely, the insides of it, gone. But the structure stands. So you can see the sign for the Getty Villa would be like right up here. There's quite a lot of e-bikes cruising out here. Yeah, you can see a little bit of smoke still on this one. Oh my God. So I don't know if we're gonna be able to continue on. This is the Getty Villa. Oh, it says road closed up here. So this might be the turnaround point. We'll see. Yeah, the Getty Villa would be right here. You can see like this is all just absolutely scorched. Is the road closed beyond here?
Yeah, you gotta turn around here.
Okay, I'll turn around.
Sorry about that.
This is the entrance to the Getty Villa. I'm gonna use this to zoom in just a bit here, but at the top of the hill here by the Getty, you can see
trees burned up there. Smoke still going on from the fire. That would be off in the valley. And I don't know what building was there, but you can tell whatever that was up there, it's no longer. Just looking at this 911 Carrera. It's covered in absolute ash. I mean, this car has to be here pretty recently. That just gives you an idea of what the air quality is out here. What's that? Oh yeah, I know.
There, they were just like, yeah,
there's nobody said anything about stopping until right here.
Here, they told me to stop.
And yeah.
They said I had to have like approval to keep going or something.
Right. I see some people are getting through, so. So the reason why they have everything closed off is, well, partly to prevent looting. You know, just people going in there and trying to take stuff from people's houses who didn't burn down. And just the absolute worst of the worst situation. So in this parking lot, just kind of taking a look over the cliff here. Everything is just totally incinerated. Now we're headed back south on Pacific Coast Highway, right at the Getty Villa. Dude, it smells like the 4th of July right here, like legit. It smells like somebody just set up a bunch of like fireworks or something. Definitely this thing is still smoking. So I can say the wind right now is definitely coming this way, which is unusual. The wind is usually coming from the coast in and or from the north slightly to the south. Up on this building, you could just see like a set of stairs. It's like, how is that there? And the rest of the building is not there. How is this giant building, this big house up there, still there? And the one right next to it isn't. It's so weird to feel that such a strong wind coming from this direction, as I was saying. It's typically, the wind is always coming basically from the northwest, the north and the west this way, but the Santa Ana winds, it's totally opposite. The winds come from the Great Basin, the desert, and it's totally different, man. You got this building down here. It looks like nothing ever happened. But right here, I mean, that's completely gone. Whatever, I don't even know what was here. Obviously it was something, but all that remains, what a bit of pieces of steel on the ground. And then the ocean front. This lifeguard operations tower has seen better days. The water is running in the men's room. I think we could take a closer look at this area. Hopefully we don't get a flat over here, 12 miles away from home. But big wave there. And I guess this used to be maybe a shower area. Probably careful not to step on any nails over here. There is a nail, rusty nail. Men's room. Might get in trouble if I walk over here too much. Yep, there's water down here. Really not too much to say, just kind of showing and sharing what will probably go down as one of the worst fires to ever hit the United States of America. Non-wooden structure appears to be completely intact. From the outside anyway. Yeah, you can see a little bit of fire got down here, scorched the side of the sand area down here.
What an eerie sound, man. You got like one of the most beautiful views in the entire country right here to the right. The sand, the sunset, to the left. The freaking Armageddon apocalypse. I'm guessing that used to be some sort of sign that is just completely melted. That is like liquefied sign. Stuck to the ground. Wow, look at the railing over here too. This railing. The metal just split. Man, this had to have been a very, very, very hot fire. Look at the deformed railing. I'm not sure what restaurant this used to be, but some sort of a shipping container looking thing there. That is an Oxnard fire truck. That's a county north of here. More destruction. Dude, just the sound of that siren still going off is so creepy. A burned American flag. Dang, man. Escalade here with a flat tire. Looks like this thing's been sitting here for a minute, covered in ash. That's not a good time to be getting a flat tire, man. I hope that didn't happen when they're trying to get out of here. Up by the Bel Air Bay Club. Looks like the Bel Air Bay Club seems to be completely untouched by the fire. This was like an entire park of like 100 mobile homes. And needless to say, there's not one single one that remains. Wow. Just like a burned car. Holy crap. That car over there just completely gone. This place is called the Palisades Bowl. Literally right here on the ocean. Power, high voltage pieces here. Dude, this car. Oh my goodness. Entire place is just completely gone. Crazy. What are they even gonna do with the grounds that remain here is my question. It's like, what is gonna happen to fire insurance? Who is gonna wanna build a home here? Well, you see, something like this can happen. I mean, honestly, this is one of the reasons why I don't own a home here and I rent. Insurance is crazy. Property taxes are crazy. And it's only gonna get worse. Feels like the winds are picking up though, and the sun is going down. It's gonna get cold out here. Chopper coming through. I don't know what that thing is, but very large military looking vehicle here. Beachside cafe, surfboard broken half.
Yeah, it looks like they're working on the power lines there. I mean, where do you even begin? Whole lot of bottled water here on these trucks. The Black Knight field operations. Yeah, here's all the Humvees, Hummers, military police. The trailers on each of them. That was, what, about 10 of those. Military police and more of these things, whatever these things are. About four of them big trucks and a Tesla Cybertruck here. Looks like he's got a little coffee stand going on. And this is pretty much where the end of the fires happened. Like, they didn't really spread into Santa Monica from my understanding, which we're entering into Santa Monica right now. Yeah, fires did not really get this way at all. As you can see, Santa Monica now. All of this brush is completely untouched. That's one good thing about this whole situation, I suppose. But man, this is just so eerie and unusual to be able to just have the entire PCH to yourself. Like, this never, ever, 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 ever happens. Never. Yeah, down here at the pier, it's just almost like life as normal. People hanging out, big Deans, and oh yeah. Some scooters with a shovel, maybe probably going to, you know, look for lost belongings down at their home site, likely would be my guess. Kind of dig through the rubble. Seagull's just carrying on like nothing happened, bro. All right, dudes, heading on home. Thanks for watching the video. Really sad to see what's going on out there. I'll catch you on the next one.